A new production at the Metropolitan Opera is getting an unusual amount of attention, partly because it's the first opera by a woman composer at the Met in over a century, and partly because of its storyline. WNYC's John Schaefer explains.
The opera unfolds in Europe and the Near East and features a harrowing and ultimately deadly journey from one place to the other. The story of Kaija Saariaho's opera, L'Amour de Loin, or Love from Afar, seems like it was ripped from this year's headlines. But Saariaho's opera is set in medieval times, and the dangerous journey is undertaken in reverse, from Europe to the Near East, by a 12th century troubadour named Joffre.
Some people ask me, well, why Love from Afar, why these troubadours? Well, I think it's also very contemporary. In a way, it's timeless, I feel.
Kaija Saariaho wrote L'Amour de Loin in 2000, well before the recent refugee crisis, but the Finnish-born, French-based composer acknowledges that the opera has taken on a new resonance in the past year. Saariaho is no rising star. In Europe, she's long been established as a major musical figure, but she's having a real New York moment this fall. The New York Philharmonic presented a whole program of her works in the Park Avenue Armory, whose vast dramatic space allowed for a more experimental concert, especially for the Philharmonic. The audience was seated around the orchestra, and in Saariaho's clarinet concerto, the soloist actually wandered through the audience.
It was really, really interesting experience, I felt. Maybe it's good to be able to ask many questions concerning how we present our music today.
Numerous satellite performances of Saariaho's works have taken place in the past 2 months, giving New Yorkers a chance to become more familiar with her haunted, twilit musical world, which blends an almost mystical approach with sudden bursts of color. The big event, of course, is the opera, which opens tonight at the Met and runs through December. L'Amour de Loin is the first opera by a woman at the Met since 1903. The significance of this is not lost on Saariaho, although she is understandably tired of talking about it.
It would be much nicer to focus on my music and think that there are some reasons to be found in my music so that it happens. But the fact is that it is shocking. I hope it will happen soon again, and then we don't need to discuss it anymore.
The Met's performances of L'Amour de Loin will feature a new staging and set designed by Robert Lepage, the famed Canadian director who's worked with everyone from Peter Gabriel to Cirque du Soleil, and who directed a controversial production of Wagner's Ring Cycle at the Met several years ago. When asked if the current production reflects her own views on the refugee crisis in Europe, Kaija Saariaho says,
"It could, but it did not when I composed it. The interesting thing about art is that we can process so many things through art, and we can also examine our own feelings. So if my opera would have some qualities which could also open different ways and different perspectives, I would be very happy, of course."
For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.